Kathet Regional District Directors will consider decommissioning the Shelter Point Regional Park concession and repurposing the building. The board will also consider directing staff to seek the services of a food truck vendor for the park. At a committee of the whole meeting earlier this month, directors considered a staff report, which indicated the concession has had four different operators in the last 6 years. The contract was advertised several times in the past and was recently advertised in 2023, with no bids, according to the report. Electoral Area D Alternate Director Terry Hollow said the concession is popular with campers in the park and locals, and she liked the option of a food truck, which would be welcomed. She asked if a contact for a food truck would go to tender for this season, and would it be advertised on Facebook and the Texada Island message board to let the public know there is a tender out. She said with regard to repurposing the concession, an idea was to use the building as a cabin, whether a handicapped option had been considered. Regional District Manager of Operational Services Patrick Devereaux said QRD would advertise the food truck immediately once the board approved it, when it is considered at the May 24 Regional Board meeting. We would be looking at advertising in June and hopefully having something in place for the July and August season, said Devereaux. We have had past interest from folks for putting a food truck at Shelter Point, so we anticipate we will get a response to any kind of request. The second question about the handicapped configuration for the cabin, it is one level. I do not have the exact measurements for the washroom in the cabin and it would have to be assessed to see if it meets the CSA standard. We may not be able to say it is fully accessible, but it being a one-level entry, and with modifications to the bathroom, we'll get very close, but I can't guarantee full designation as I don't have the exact measurements of the washroom yet. City of Powell River Director George Doubt said if the regional district is going to be spending any money on the building, it will likely come as part of the 2024 budget, and there could be discussion about cost and the revenue it might bring in. Devereaux's report stated that the estimated revenue cost of outfitting it as a rental cabin is $15,000, and estimated that it could be charged out at a rate of $1,000 per week. This estimate did not take into consideration making it a facility accessible for people with disabilities. According to Devereaux's report, the concession has operated at a considerable loss, totaling a net cost for the regional district of $17,308.42 from 2018 to 2022. Staff have had conversations with all the operators over the past years, stated Devereaux. The concession does not operate at a profit because there is not enough consistent business over the summer.